this.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Thomas?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Sitting home with the kids.
Okay, okay. Seems like I got you at the right time then, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, so, Thomas, my name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. My mapping coordinator...
Hello?
Your emotional rate that he...
I lost you. You cut out. At mapping.
Oh, hi. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I think... Something's up with my system. I definitely have to get that checked out. But you can hear me all right now?
Right now I can, yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So, Thomas, my mapping coordinator, Jan, just wanted me to hop on and go ahead and apply a promotional rate that he put in for your younger company. Congratulations, by the way. Two months. How's business been so far?
It's been a lot of footwork, man. I'm just trying to get myself out there. And what I'm doing is having to locate houses with solar panels already on them, you know, that are usually older, and mm-hmm. go and knock on the door and introduce myself and my company and just let them know I'm servicing the area and ask them if they need my services. It's pretty tedious and frustrating. You know, you get grumpy people that are so disturbed you knock on their door.
Yeah.
But it worked out. I've had, a dozen or two jobs that's going very successful. I've had a couple reviews. In fact, I had one review put on today on Google. So I've been working trying to get my reviews up so that hopefully I would pop up on the top screen. I don't know how that works. So
yeah.
I figured if I got more reviews, the more reviews I got, the higher I would get on the list.
You know, that's a pretty common misconception, that reviews is what, you know, makes you go higher up. That's not how Google works. There's a lot of programming and, you know, backlinks and keyword inputting and, you know, making sure that all your information is accurate and correct across the board on the internet, content creation. I mean, it's a lot that goes into getting you onto the first page of Google. Reviews are helpful in generating work. But it's not necessarily helpful for getting you on the first page.
Okay.
So,
I'm trying to do everything I can at this point. So
yeah, absolutely.
I had a bad experience with Yelp. It cost me a whole lot of money and got me a job doing something that I didn't even really, you know, that's not really my type of job. And it cost me a whole bunch of money that I never saw back. So. I got a bitter taste, you know, as soon as I got the LLC and as soon as I started trying to, I had everybody like you calling me. And I thought it was, okay, great, I've got to do this, signed up for all this stuff, and I've just, over the last 2 months, I figured out what hasn't worked. Nothing's worked except for me going door to door.
You know, I appreciate you telling me that, Thomas. Have you actually done anything, like signed up with a person that's helped you out with Google?
No.
Okay. So, pretty much it's just a bunch of, like, directory listings, right, that you've signed up with?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. You know, not that those things don't help to generate work and exposure, but at the end of the day, when people are looking for your services, they're going to Google to do that, right? So it's like any app, typically you have to have, any directory listing, you typically have to have an app for. So it kind of eliminates, you know, about 70% of the people that you could actually be getting from Google Direct.
Right.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but... I mean, what I need is absolutely going to Google to look for it, right?
Right.
I mean, my first thought...
I Google what's near me or what's around me, you know? Anytime I need to find mm-hmm. something, that's what I do. I Google that, too. That's why I really wanted to get the business on Google. And since I was the only one over here that, you know, does specifically cleaning solar panels, I thought it would be a great thing to be on.
Okay. So, I just out of curiosity, what kind of, you know, what made you into doing that kind of business?
Opportunist. Nobody in Louisiana does it, so I wanted to be the one to do it so that I could create a business that will become something.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty smart. For sure. I definitely think that you'd have a lot of profit in California. Like, everybody has a solar panel
right
out here.
Everybody's got a solar panel company in California. Nobody's got a solar panel company in Louisiana. I figured if I could be the first one here, I could stake my flag and I could become something with it.
As far as cleaning
right
them, I mean, there's a lot of installing companies around, but no, if
yeah,
all of them actually clean,
like ADT,
too.
ADT is a little security system in the area. They just bought out a solar panel solar panel insulation company, and they're promoting solar panels to all of their customers. So as I'm driving around, I'm literally seeing more and more solar panels being applied to houses. So, I mean, that's just securing my future as a company.
Yeah. Hopefully install them, though, right? You just clean them?
Correct. I just clean them.
Okay. So now, as far as for solar cleaning in your area, there is, yes, only one page. There are more than just you, but there is only
right
companies
the
coming
companies
up.
Companies like Softwash and stuff like that will additionally clean solar panels, but there's not really any that just specifically only does solar panels.
Yeah, correct. I mean, there is Softwash. There's a place called Wash Corner. Sure, that's not actually cleaning solar panels. but
right.
And then also, you know, Safewash. I mean, a lot of the washing companies, it looks like. So you do have kind of a niche market. You know, I would say mostly the best thing that you could do is just kind of make sure that it's being seen in, like, specific zip codes that you want to be seen in. But we also do Facebook advertising as well, which is always super helpful. So when some of your services within your service area, Thomas, then you'll be popping up on that person's news feed. Typically, my clients receive about 6 calls a day just from those. We also get you up to 6 listings just for relevancy purposes, like, you know, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages. Get you on mobile devices because that's actually different programming with different search results. And then also on Bing's first page. So, I mean, I can, because you're new in business, I can give you a reduced rate of just $249 month to month, that fee of $99, but I can go ahead and waive that for you today.
I'm sorry, you cut out. I heard $99. I heard you were waving it. Can you repeat that again? I'm so sorry, Justin.
No, you're fine. I'm so sorry. Basically, the price of the program, Thomas, I can give you a reduced rate of just $249 month to month. So normally there's a setup fee of $99, but I can go ahead and waive that for you today to get you
okay
started, especially since you're already, you know, listing yourself. That's helpful with every get going
yeah
for you. But, I mean, did you happen to hear me tell you that you get Facebook ads?
Yeah, I have a Facebook company. I have a Facebook. I wanted to tell you that also when you was – I'm sorry. I was running away from my kids. My phone kind of sucks. I'm running away from my kids so I can hear you.
No problem. I mean, I have
a Facebook page for my company. So as far as the advertising,
okay,
I've been joining groups around the area and doing that as much as I could, kind of on my own. So y'all could probably, whichever you're going to do with Facebook, I've already got stuff set up that you could advertise.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is, well, we do retargeted ads. So essentially they're ads that, or, you know, any variation of that within your service area. And they go to their news, their ad will be popping up there in their news feed.
Yeah. Okay.
So let me ask you this too. So Thomas, I mean, are you opposed to doing pressure washing too? Or do you want to strictly keep it just only cleaning solar panels?
So my wife's been telling me I should add pressure washing. I'm opposed to pressure washing, but what I'm not opposed to is window cleaning because I've already got all the equipment to clean windows except for a squeegee, but I could pick up a squeegee very simple, you know, so
yeah.
I would take on some window cleaning, more so than pressure washing. I don't want a pressure wash. That's a whole other setup I have to buy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I was wondering too, if you had like equipment for it or anything. I mean, I think it just would be, you know, because we can list you for up to 15 keyword phrases just as long as they're services you offer. So right now you're being found for Solar Clean, right? But that's pretty niche, and your name is literally Solar Clean. So,
yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, that is, you know, it's a lot easier for your company to come up there on the first page. But, you know, we
right.
could at least expand that to, you know, window washing, you know, I mean, even still, I think, you know, I don't know. I think it would almost be a good idea that you list for people that you only clean solar panels, you know, because they'll be calling you to ask about their house. What if it could be somebody with solar panels, you know? I mean, that's just a thought. You obviously
don't want the misconception that I'm using a pressure washer to clean your solar panels.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I want to kind of stay away from the pressure washing side.
Okay, no problem. I mean, whatever, you know, you want to get seen for, we can absolutely go ahead and help your company to be promoted and seen for that. You know, within Facebook, Google, you know, and then Bing. So we'll pretty much paint you across the board on the internet. And, you know,
you said it's $249 per month.
Yeah. Correct.
And
uh-huh.
First, but you're waiving $100 off of that, or that was the setup fee, so it would have been $350 initially.
Yeah,
correct.
Normally it's $348, but I mean, just because you're so new in business, I wanted to go ahead and help you out, so I waived the setup fee for you.
All right. When do I have to pay this? In a month?
I'm sorry, what was that?
When am I billed the $250? Are you there, Jesse? Hello. Hello.